something. definitely. But no, it was everything went well today. We had it at the community center just up the road here. They wanted a nice, small, quiet wedding. there weren't many people there. Some friends, some family from both sides, and everybody had a good time. And just excited for them to see what the Lord's going to do for them.
Congratulations. It's full edition. And I'm not just saying that because Seth might still be listening. I love my daughter-in-laws. I have two of them, and two daughters and two daughter-in-laws, so four total, and four total girl daughters. And I love every one of them. They're just amazing, so you're going to really enjoy that.
That. Hey, have you picked out the new radio? You going to buy them yet?
It is.
Just had to get that jab in there. Looking forward to talking to them on the radio. I'm sure we will get to do that on down the log. And so looking forward to that.
We told him if he would get his license, I would buy him a radio. I told him I'd buy him his first radio. But my son-in-law beat me to it. He bought him an... I am going to buy him a mobile radio that he can put in his work truck and maybe even take it back and forth to the house if he wants to do that. With that little Ada, you know, she just turned 3 and in September, and they've got one due in January. So there may not be much radio time in the house, but at least he'll have something as he drives back and forth to work.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I tell you, I don't know how I made it so long without having a radio in the truck now, before I got my license, because having somebody to talk to on down the mountain of a morning and on a ride home sometimes, it just makes the time so much more enjoyable.
I enjoy it, and I like doing it better than talking on the phone. Even at nighttime when I was running either to Atlanta or Greensboro, some of those guys will be on the phone all night long, and some of them are conference calls, and I know it's not any different technically, but it just feels different. You got those voices in your head versus the voices coming out of the radio, you know, with your earpiece on the phone. I don't know. I don't like being on the phone for a long time, but I do enjoy having the radio on. And I don't have to talk. I don't have to pick up the microphone if I don't want to. I can just listen, and that I do a lot of that.
You can learn a lot by just listening, and you don't have to key up and just sit there and listen. You can learn a lot of stuff of what's going on around you by doing that.
Right. That's how I learned a lot of my amateur radio knowledge and knowledge of a lot of stuff, really. I learned things I had no idea, didn't even know existed, I've heard people talk about. So that's been very enjoyable. And you can pick and choose when you want to talk, and that, I think that's when you're in a conversation on a telephone, you've got to kind of participate all the time. But when you have a radio in the vehicle, you don't have to participate other than listening. And it, you know, nobody really knows you're out there until you key up the mic.
Roger that. That's what I enjoy about it also. Because some days, you know, I just don't feel like it. And then other days, looking for a conversation.
It's nice to meet new hams. Nice to welcome them to the hobby. Because I remember what it was like being new. You have the fear of getting on the radio. Most people do. Not everybody. There's a few people out there that have no problem picking up that microphone and talking. But all of us, most of us, when we got started, it was a fearful thing.
It was, but I'd worked to get my license, so I'm going to give it a try. And if I mess up, I mess up. Somebody will tell me.
There's always somebody out there that'll tell you when you mess up.
But as long as they do it in a polite way, there's nothing wrong with that either. It's when you get rude about it and that there's a problem.
I want to be told if I'm doing something wrong or if something's wrong with my radio or signal or something. It's nice, you know, it's nice to know because we can't hear what's on the other end of what we're saying. So, but yeah, if we're doing something wrong, incorrect on the protocols or whatever, it's nice for someone to point that out in a gentle way. I tell you what, though, I don't know that the protocols, I don't even know if people know protocols as much anymore as back when I learned study. Before that, seems like a lot of that stuff has kind of got pushed off to the side, but there's a reason for it, and we found it out during this whole Hurricane Helene experience. There is a good reason for the protocols.
You are correct about that, and that's one of the things I've had a lot of people asking me what I learned from dealing with the net and through all that, and that was one of the major things is people need to learn how to use their radios again and how to pass traffic on a net. And remember that the net control is in charge, and they will call for information when they need it. Because if everybody starts jumping in, then it's just a big mess.
Is that okay? Yeah, it can get confusing, and can't copy people, especially when you're on HF. Usually you can tell if there's a double on the FM here on VHF or UHF, but on HF you can hear 30 people at the same time talking, and it just makes it where you can't pick anybody else out, can't understand anybody. So it is good to follow the protocols. They're there for a reason.
That. Well, Shane, I didn't want to keep you. I just wanted to give you the good news and give you the opportunity to give your good news too. But I appreciate you, and I hope you enjoy your day off tomorrow. You and Beth have some fun and spend some time together. But I'll let you go. So I'll be clear on your final. KO4H kicks. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Congratulations again on the addition to your family. That's awesome. Congratulations to your son and his new bride, and to Miss Elise there. Hope you guys have a good evening, and thanks again for calling the net. You do a wonderful job. We really appreciate you, and everybody else who does it too.
HKX, KW4, KWS. Okay, KW4, KWS.
KW4KW, is that correct? N4ZLK, Shane here.
Kevin, KW4KWS, Sierra. Yes, sir. Just wanted to relay my congrats to you on your son and his license. That's awesome. Good news, and congrats, Patrick, if you're still here, and I didn't hear you come back on the new son-in-law, or daughter-in-law. That's awesome. Congrats to both of you, and tell your young man I'm proud of him, too.
Kevin, I think your call sounds familiar, KW4KWS. I believe we may have spoken before. And forgive me since I don't remember if we have, but thank you. Thank you for that. I'm excited. He's excited. I think he's even listening right now still. He was listening to the net tonight. But I like that call. That's a great CW call there you've got.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's my vanity. I've only been a ham for a year and a half now, I guess. I am general, but that was the first thing I did when I got that general was put in for the vanity. Yeah, the KWS, that's my initials. So it just seemed pretty easy.
Call, I like it. I do a little bit of Morse code, so when I look at a call, that's one of the first things I do now is spell it out in my head with Morse code, and those are some good letters. easy on the ears for Morse code, easy to send and easy to copy.
That's Sid at W4IOE. He had mentioned that to me as well. I have yet to learn the code. I have resources purchased to do so, but they're kits yet. Yeah, I'm hoping to do that soon too, because I think it's going to be an ultimate skill to need to add to the ham radio arsenal. And I don't know how useful it was in this event, but in anything longer term, it could be very useful.
I don't know that it was used. It is the most reliable source, and you probably learned this when you were taking your license, but most reliable source of communication, the least amount of power, and it being able to travel the furthest of any form of communication. And the military was even still using it up until not too long ago. I don't remember exactly what year it was. They were still teaching it, but satellite technology and the internet, and they assume that we don't need it anymore, and they could be right, but I've always wanted to, well, I had to learn it to get my first license. I learned it, you know, the five words a minute back in 1990-91, but I didn't keep up with it, but it was something I always wanted to do. So a couple years ago, I spent some time and relearned it, and it's where I spend most of my time on HF. I don't get on there a lot, but I do like to try to make a contact or two or three times a week, and I was trying every night, but it doesn't always work out, but I really enjoy the process.
Yeah, I had my first tour in the Army, 83-87. I was signal, and I went in as, well, it was the telecom center op, but the first part of the AIT schooling was teletype. They didn't even teach us Morse back, you know, even in 83. But, yeah, that being said, that's another one of the major reasons I want to learn it as well, is because I know what a rich history it does have in radio communications. So, anyway, yeah, I just wanted to catch you before you turned off the gear and relay my congrats and to you and to Patrick. So I'm sure we'll hear more of each other, and your call is familiar to me too. I'm sure we probably have talked to each other once or twice around these nets. This is KW4 KWS, and we'll go clear on your final, sir.
I didn't realize it was that long ago when they weren't teaching it still. I guess I'm getting old and thinking that everything was right then. You know how it is back, you know, just a few years ago when it was really 30 or 40 years ago. Oh, well. Nice to talk to you, Kevin. Hope you have a good evening. And thanks for your service, by the way, and the Army. We appreciate you. And I hope to talk to you again. KW4KWS, N4ZLK. Have a good night, sir.
Same here. Pleasure was mine. Thank you for that. It was an honor to serve. And I did four, got out, and I went back in and did another 11. But anyway, that's a long story. But thanks for that. So, yeah, I'll look to hearing from you again down the road, down the log, as it were. So, N4, is that okay? This is KW4 KWS. We are clear.